If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
We certainly know the situation that has been caused with an overabundance of people coming into the country. And this is everything from international students to temporary workers or temporary residents, as well as typical migration that we see. The Prime Minister was warned a couple of years ago by immigration that you got to tap the brakes on these targets that were sending sectors into crisis because we just don't have the services. Too many people chasing too few services, whether it's housing, whether it's healthcare, doctors, looking for a family doctor, all of that, all the way down to the shelter system. You can't add that many people to the country in such a short period of time and not expect to exhaust systems. So now we've seen the federal government backtrack on this, first with international students, putting a cap on their own target there, and now with temporary residents putting a cap on that in order to slow it down. Let's bring in Cassandra Fultz, regulated Canadian immigration consultant and founder of Doherty Fultz Immigration Consultants. And here now, Cassandra, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good, Cassandra. How does this latest decision affect what you do and affect people coming and going from this country?
Well, I can tell you that what I do has not been normal since COVID, and now this is just the way it is. Wildly unpredictable decisions with considerable, lack of planning put into the behind them. So, yeah, it's not great for our business, and it's even less great for newcomers themselves. I have many stories that I can tell you of people who have invested thousands of dollars, years of their lives preparing to become permanent residents of Canada. And now with, changes that happen with the stroke of a pen and zero planning, these people have no recourse, and it's simply not going to happen for them. The government has absolutely pulled the rug out, not just from under Canadians, but under newcomers as well.
Was this needed? Did they have to slow this down?
Yeah, this was needed 10 years ago. It was needed, absolutely, but it needed to be done with a plan, with some kind of consideration of how is this policy change going to impact human beings, number one? How is this policy change going to impact universities, colleges, businesses? How is this going to impact our country as a whole? Because none of this was considered. This is absolutely a knee-jerk reaction in some pathetic attempt to keep voters from the mass exodus that's happening right now.
I think what frustrates people even more, Cassandra, is that the government was warned 2 years ago that they were heading for this mess. And yep. Rather than pause it or come up with a plan, as you've suggested, they're now reacting and capping those plans. Why don't you think that this seems pretty common sense? You can't bring in more people than you have services. Why do you think this was ignored? How did this happen?
It's absolutely common sense, or at least it should be. To be honest with you, the only answer that I can really come up with is that maybe the people in charge at that time did not think it was actually that bad. And what you have to do is sort of put yourself in the shoes of the people who make those decisions. Consider the mentality of someone making decisions about immigration, about visas, who has never had to fill out a visa application themselves. They have no idea what goes into this. You know, we've only had one minister under this government who is an actual immigrant. One, literally one. And now we're deep in the pulpit with, I don't know, what is this, our eighth minister now at this point? The fact of the matter is they're making these decisions because they don't know how this impacts people, and they just think they know best just because they're there in power.
And I think what a lot of people don't realize too, Cassandra, is this cat's already out of the bag. So even if stop this, you still have to deal with now this juggernaut that's come through that you've got to place somewhere.
We'll be lucky if we see positive changes within a decade. It's too late. It's already too late. We can't put this genie back in the bottle. Putting these caps on now, which is completely arbitrary. These numbers are completely arbitrary. These plans are completely not thought out one bit. It's going to hurt everyone. Everyone is going to continue to be hurt. We've already been hurt by this sort of lack of planning, by not having enough doctors, not having enough nurses, and not to mention the political issues of not paying them, not giving them raises, the mass exodus of doctors and nurses to the United States, because it's right there. We can't just pretend that it's not there when people want to go take an opportunity. And also tech workers, same thing. Anyone who can get a visa to work in the U.S. is. So, what's left for us? We can't pretend like all of this hasn't happened. And it's not possible. Like this plan or lack of plan, this change, it's not going to do anything. You're still going to be waiting 18 hours in the ER. You're still not going to be able to find an apartment. It's not going to change anything.
Obviously, no quick fix for this. It's going to take a while for this to run through the system. What needs to be done, though, moving forward, Cassandra?
That's such a loaded question. I think what needs to be done is we need to construct a plan that actually works, that takes into account where we are now. We have to meet people where they are. And I think that's really part of the issue that caused this in the first place is some, it's nice to have lofty ideals. It's nice to have goals. It's all very important. But what about where we actually are economically? What pieces do we have on the board? What cards do we have in our hand to play? And that's what's missing here, right? That's what's missing. We need to actually have real stakeholders who are impacted by these decisions, aka Canadians themselves, also known as immigrants, newcomers, people who are actually impacted, the businesses who are losing money, the schools who don't have federal funding, are losing provincial funding and turn to international students because the provincial government said, hey, find your own funding, right? We need to talk with the actual stakeholders and develop a plan, a solution that will work, not just some idea that's in the ether.
Yeah, Cassandra Faults with us, regulated Canadian immigration consultant, the founder of Doherty Faults Immigration Consultants. Decisions made to cap the amount of migrant workers coming in and international students. It all has repercussions, just like when you open the floodgates in the first place. Cassandra, thanks for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Be well.
My pleasure. You as well.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.